الحمد لله الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله الذي لا اله الا هو الحي القيوم واتوب اليه واسلم التوبه والمغفره والهدايه انه التواب الرحيم واغف عنا يا كريم واغف عنا يا كريم واغف عنا يا كريم واغفر لنا بفضلك يا رحمن يا رحيم يا ملك يا قدوس يا حافظ يا الله الابد يا الله الاخر يا الله الظاهر يا الله الباطن يا الله خيره وشره من الله تعالى فاشهد ان لا اله الا الله وحده لا شريك له فاشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا سيد الأولين والآخرين اشفعنا يا شفيع المرسلين في رحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين قال الله تعالى في كتاب العزيز أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم كلنا للملائكة اسجدوا لآدم فسجدوا إلا إبليس صدق الله العظيم الله تعالى إن سورة يا رب says that we said to the angels to prostrate to Adam, so they all did except Iblis, the girl. I thought I should talk today about Shaitan lying. Because we see all around us, and alas also within us and amongst us, a lot of evil these days. There are evil governments in the world of Islam. There are evil rulers. There are evil revolutions against evil governments and against evil rulers. There are evil bandits. There always were bandits. There were bandits who stole from banks. There were bandits who stopped caravans and stole from caravans. They were 10, 20, 100 maybe in number. But there are now bandits who are tens of thousands, and they don't steal from banks and caravans anymore, but they capture cities. There is a hadith which is related by Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu. He says that we were at the house of Abu Ayyub with Rasulullah, an ugly voice came from the street. O Rasulullah, I ask permission for an audience. Rasulullah asked us, Do you know whose voice it is who asked for audience? We said, Allah and Rasulullah knows best. He said that this is the sound of Shaitan al-A'in. Let him come in, for he wouldn't have come to visit me unless he is ordered to. Indeed, Shaitan al-A'in appeared very ugly, one eye blind, no beard, but couple of long strings of hair hanging from his chin. He said, Ya Rasulullah, I come here with the order of Allah Ta'ala. If I did not come here, he would have made my life miserable on the face of this planet. I am here for you to ask me questions, and I am obliged to answer you truthfully. Ya Iblis, said Rasulullah, tell me, who are your enemies, who you hate most? Shaitan al-A'in pointed his ugly finger at the beloved of Allah. He said, you are the one who I hate most, and you are my worst enemy. He said, you and the 114,000 prophets Allah Ta'ala has sent since Adam till your time. Who else, Ya Iblis, are your enemies and who you hate? I hate alims, said Iblis, who act and live with what they teach, who practice what they teach. I hate those who study the Quran al-Kareem and apply it in their lives. I hate the muezzins who call the believers to pray. I hate the poor who are accepting their fate. I hate the compassionate people who forgive those who do wrong. I hate the generous people who help each other and the ones in need. I hate the ones who pray the morning prayer in time. I hate those who try to bring people close to Allah Ta'ala and away from me. I hate those who try to avoid what is haram. I hate those who have their ablutions all the time. I hate those who have a conscience and who have a sense of shame. I hate Ahl Tawakkul who trust in Allah and accept whatever comes from Him. I hate the friends of the needy and the orphans. And I hate the Zahid and the Abid, those whose primary activity in life is worshipping Allah. Ya Iblis, who are your friends amongst my ummah? Ask Rasulullah. My best friends are my best friends are the tyrants who have power over others. And then I love the arrogant. I love those who support the tyrants and lie and hide the truth. And I am friends with those who cheat and overcharge in the business which they do. And I love the drunkard. And I love those who lead people astray. I love the gossipers. And I love those who take advantage of others. And also those who hate others for their own benefit. And I also love those who incite people to be the enemies of each other. This is a true hadith. You have heard the 15 which Shaitan al-Ayin hates and considered as his enemies, and you have heard those who love, 10 in number. Perhaps we can now examine ourselves whether we belong among his friends or whether we belong among the enemies. I haven't seen the Shaitan al-Ayin, but I have felt his presence in this hadith. Anas ibn Malik mentions him as ugly and blind. The Westerners, they think of him red with horns and with a tail. My experience with him was always very pleasant. When he offered me beautiful women, when he offered me money, when he offered me fame, once a Zahid came to his Shaykh and he complained. He said, that Shaitan, he's stealing my faith. He's preventing me from making my prayers. He's preventing me from living like a decent human being. And he's stealing my faith. All of a sudden, the Shaitan al-Ayin appeared in front of the Shaykh. Ya Shaykh, he said, I am sorry, he is lying. I am incapable of stealing anybody's faith. I only pick it up when they throw it down. My Shaykh once told that story. Shaitan al-Ayin was after a mullah who has never missed a prayer, who has never done any wrong, who has been extremely careful in his life to be a good Muslim. He tried and he tried and he tried, and who couldn't disturb him. One day, an old woman came and said to the Shaitan al-Ayin, she said, I see that you are incapable of destroying this mullah. I can do it for you, she said. But I always wanted a pair of high-heeled red shoes. If you promise to pay me with a pair of high-heeled red shoes, I will destroy that mullah for you. The shaitan the lion said, fine. So one day, poor mullah, in the morning, he was going to the mosque for his morning prayer. The woman opened the door of her house, and she had chickens, and let the chickens out. And she says, oh, my chickens, they're on the road. Yo, mullah, you seem to be a fine person. Why don't you bring my chickens into the house? So the mullah caught the chicken, brought to the coop, and says, ah, mullah, I said that you're such a nice person. You know, I've got a poor daughter who is sick in bed. Maybe you can please pray for her and she may get better. But I'm going to miss my prayer. But doing good to somebody is as good as the prayer, isn't it? Says, okay. So he went up. The woman stood in front of the door and said, ya mullah, either you are going to sleep with this woman or you are going to drink this bottle of wine. I cannot do any of this, said the mullah. Then she said, I'm going to scream and say that you have assaulted our home and you were trying to rape my daughter. Okay, so the best of the two evil, he drank the bottle of wine. And when he drank the bottle of wine, he was drunk. The woman in bed seemed very attractive to him. So he went and slept with her. And while he was sleeping with her, a child started screaming, a baby. He looked, that was a cradle in the house, and it was bothering him in this act. And he went and took the kid and threw him out of the room, and the child died. So the old woman succeeded, which the devil failed. They hung the mullah. And the woman wanted her pair of red high-heeled shoes. So the devil tied it at the end of a long pole and stretched it to her. Here, take it. And she said, what are you doing? He said, I take refuge in Allah Ta'ala from you, woman. Today, and as always, there are men who indeed surpass the evil of the devil himself. Because inside of us, we have our own private devil. As long as they do not act together, allies together to defeat us, we ourselves are in the danger of becoming the devil. Someone wrote a poem and called the poem Satan Resigns. It is such a good poem which I have modernized, which I think I asked my daughter to make copies of it. You can pick it up to read it and both have fun and get a good lesson from it. So this is the resignation of Shaitan al-Ayn. O Lord, since you chased me from your garden, I have chased one and all from your pardon. Free to live while life is here begotten,
I have tempted all. Not one has been forgotten. The believer, the ascetic, and the dervish, and the monk, and the nun, and the rabbi, and to finish, I have ruled the kings and most of the world's rich. My bait, the lust of their flesh, is all they wish. I fed Adam and Eve the apple of lust and dragged them down behind me in the dust. So many of their children trust my lies. I kept defrauding them of paradise. As I had ruled your realm near uncontested, I thought it was by service I was tested. Then one day faced sure death, rudely molested by someone called Mustafa the Entrusted. Did I not hear that Muhammad would stand and beat me with the Quran in his hand? And now he flays me 5 times a day, he and his people, every time they pray. For 1400 years, I have lived in dread. Why can't I put my deuce's cap on his head? I am almost out of all my wine and bread. In the name of God, they shoot my devils dead. The Bismillah is a weapon fierce and fell. Its bullets riddle every hole in hell. So often they fired it, never tired it. Thank God not everyone acquired it. It misfires when it is handled by the proud, obeys those with humility endowed. Facing a power so pure, I was amazed. Life's just too hard. I shall be half crazed. Distressed and mad, I persevered a while. Time passing over beauty makes it vile. I'll just set some more distractions, as I trusted the canon, Bismillah, has largely rusted. Now safe and free to fool, I go in thanks to Hajj. In hearts of many Muslims fake, together we nicely stone me, for whose sake? Our feet at the Kaaba and our minds in banks. Though they pretend to pray and prostrate, inside my demonesses titillate. They show their kindness when they feed the poor to fill the headlines, money down the sewer. My tricks are custom made. There is one for each, one me and mine 1,000 sins can teach. Hell yearns for those who take the way of mine, decked out in fun and games and sex and wine. My rose goes by the mall, then past the bar, play some roulette, then meth house is not far. Who can believe on such a thrilling ride that Marilyn Monroe ends in suicide? I ruled for everybody loves me too, in east and west. My poison favors grew, fame and ambition, wealth to superfluity. Fine, let them think it is their own ingenuity. They followed my instructions to the letter. They did what I did, but they did it better. Their pride passed mine. They covet your position. I hid my secrets with their intuition. They dug up mine and yours. They call it science. In mighty microscope is their reliance. This scope, that scope, cart without a horse. Electric brains do their own brains indoors. My secret is out. They are all lords. And where, oh where, is the humility of the Pharaoh? There is not much I can do now that they can't, compared to their good deeds. My sin is scant. I walk their streets, their homes, their schools, their churches. Beneath every pant and skirt, a devil surges. Save me from them, or for shame, I'll faint. I've started feeling that I am a saint. There was a time they fled you from me. To all I was the greatest enemy. But what's one Satan now against so many? My pride is shot. I have never felt so puny. Their egos now corrupt them with efficiency. Of disrespect, there is more than sufficiency. Their kings deride each other and each clown. Upon your whole created world looks down. They think that they have brought themselves to birth. They claim that paradise is here on earth, Orlando, Florida, or Waikiki. It's time to go. There is nothing here for me. And so, with great reverence, my Lord, I hope that my retirement you will secure. Life is pricey here. I really can't endure. While they drive Jaguar, I drive a Ford. But if your bottomless treasures have run out, with all these money-grubbing thieves about, release me pensionless. I'll go back again. We'll claim our disability from men. There is a Turkish murshid in the history of Islam whose name is Nasreddin Hoca. You may have heard of him. He teaches adab, morality, and Islam with jokes. One day he was sitting and he was saying, kuchu, kuchu, kuchu. Ha 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 ha, he was laughing. And he was saying, hush, hush. Ha 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 ha, he was laughing. Ya Hoca, what are you doing? He said, I am playing with the shaitan. Kuchu, kuchu, kuchu in Turkish is calling a dog. When you say kuchu, 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 the dog comes to you. When you say hush, hush, the dog runs away from you. So he said he was playing with the shaitan like a dog. we attribute every evil which we do to him. And in reality, we are all afraid of him. But Shaitan al-Ain is stupid. When Allah Ta'ala asked him, why did he refuse to obey Allah, to bow in front of Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, he said that I am superior to him. You made me out of fire and you made him out of earth. First of all, when Allah Ta'ala asked the angels to prostrate in front of Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, he was asking them to prostrate what is inside Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, the Sifatullah and his soul, which is eternal. But the idiot, he thought of the body of Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, in which case he also was wrong, because Allah Ta'ala had not created Hazrat Adam alayhi salam of earth, but he has created him of earth and water and air and fire. Shaitan al-Ain is stupid. Shaitan al-Ain is inferior to you. Inferior to you if you and I could teach that evil which Allah Ta'ala has placed in us, which is called Nafs Ammara, if we can make him into a Muslim and our ally instead of its ally. One day Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was with our mother Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha, and in the middle of the night he decided to leave her bed and go away. And like many women who love their husbands, she was jealous and she followed him, thinking that he was going to go to another of his wives. And when Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha approached Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he smiled at her and he said, Ya Aisha, I see that you have brought your devil with you. Ya Rasulullah, does everyone have a devil? Yes, everyone has a devil. Ya Rasulullah, do you have one too? Yes. Ya Aisha, I have one too. Except, said he, I have made my devil, my nafs ammara, into a Muslim. Ya Rabbi, have mercy on us.
Amen.
Ya Rabbi, have mercy on us.
Amen.
Save us from the slavery of our nafs ammara.
Amen.
Save us of the slavery of our private evil.
Amen.
Ya Rabbi, help us with the strength of Iman and with the knowledge of Islam to be able to make our nafs ammara into a Muslim.